President Obama's proposed $3.8 trillion budget for the next fiscal year was unveiled today in Washington. It includes hits for Alaska's programs, but some benefits as well. APRN's Libby Casey has more.
The White House proposes slashing all $10 million of the Denali Commission's healthcare facilities construction program. It says it's one of a handful of local health projects that aren't subject to a competitive process, and that there are other sources of merit-based federal funding that can accomplish the same goals. However, Senator Mark Begich says at least the commission's base funding of nearly $12 million remains intact.
You know, I'm disappointed that a $10 million reduction in the health facilities construction program, which has been very, very beneficial to Alaska and rural communities. But on the positive side, he has maintained the base level that he had last year, which means he hasn't reduced it any further, which is a good sign. As we said last year, we had a couple years of stabilization we have to do before we can continue to move forward and growing the Denali Commission again.
President Obama also wants to eliminate the High Energy Cost Grants Program, which sends money to utilities in rural areas where rates are especially high. Senator Lisa Murkowski's office says Alaska has gotten a sizable chunk of it in recent years, $10 to $12 million of a national total of $18 million. But the White House says the bulk of the money directly supports fossil fuels, and so is on the chopping block as part of the president's commitment to phase out fossil fuel subsidies. Murkowski's spokesman on the Energy Committee, Robert Dillon, says they'll argue a case that Alaska's rural utilities need the money.
The administration zeroed out the funding last year. Senator Murkowski was able to get it put back in, and she will try again this year to put that money, restore that money for Alaska, because it's real important to the communities.
The president's budget would cut $13 million from the Alaska Land Conveyance Program, but the delegation plans to fight that, too. Senator Begich says right after the budget came out, he got a call from the Bureau of Land Management's director, anticipating he would be concerned. Begich says the money is necessary to survey lands so the federal government can meet its legal responsibility to Alaska Native corporations, the state, and individual Alaska Natives.
They're going to now be several years delayed. And they'll argue, no, 96% of them are, you know, being transferred. That's correct. But you can't do the full transfer of ownership until the surveys are done. There's over 40% that haven't been surveyed. And without the survey, the land's useless. So, and they recognize this is going to be important for me, and we got to figure it out.
The oil and gas industry and Alaska's delegation are concerned about the president's plan to end billions of dollars in tax incentives to oil and gas companies. But Interior Secretary Ken Salazar defends the decision.
All you have to do is to look at the record profits of the oil and gas world over the last several years. And in my view, you're going to continue to see a great interest in oil and gas because it's an essential part of our economy today. It's expected that it will be, and I know it will be in the years ahead. And so I think the oil and gas industry will do just fine.
The White House says Alaska will likely benefit from the proposed budget in education funding, small business loan guarantees, and more than $700 million for construction projects. It raises military pay and expands medical care to service members and their families. Senator Begich says he's pleased with military spending. His office estimates the budget calls for about $420 million in construction at Alaska's installations and boosts funding for ground-based missile defense. The budget is thousands of pages long, and the delegation staffs, the Alaska Governor's Office, and others are poring over it to decipher what exactly it could mean for the state. It's just a proposal. Next, Congress will have its say. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.